see how it goes. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball just for a song. Get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yummy, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world.
It's a marshmallow world.
It's time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for the whole year round. And the sun is red, like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze. Ah, the world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball. Just for a song. Get out and roll it along. It's a yummy, yummy world made for sweetheart. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow.
As Dean Martin with the Marshmallow World here. Oh, the old program. He just fell over. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Story news in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. The U.S. Justice Department has confirmed it will not meet Friday's deadline to release all the files relating to Jeffrey Epstein, as ordered by Congress.
No way, really?
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche confirmed the news in an interview with Fox News, but did say the department would release several hundred thousand documents later on Friday. Washington's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, is hosting Ukrainian negotiators and Russian negotiators in Miami this weekend, trying to sign off on the US's drafted plan to end the war in Ukraine. It comes after the EU greenlit a 90 billion euro loan to Kyiv, but opted not to tap into frozen Russian assets. FSN's Washington correspondent Jagruti Dave has more on how developments in the EU could impact the talks in Miami.
There's indications that the United States might want to use the frozen assets as leverage in its negotiations, effectively teasing Russia by saying, look, back our plan and maybe we might be able to unfreeze some of these assets. Now, what's interesting is that the person who's coming to those talks in Miami, who's heading the Russian negotiations, is the head of Russia's sovereign wealth fund, Kirill Dmitriev. So you've got the money man at the tables.
FSN's William Denslow has more on that EU agreement from Brussels, where negotiators were locked in talks deep into the night on Thursday and agreed a plan that would not use frozen Russian assets, but would instead borrow the money back by the EU's common budget.
After more than 15 hours of negotiations, a deal was reached, and it wasn't the one that many had expected. Instead of using frozen Russian assets, instead Ukraine will receive a reparations loan to the tune of $105 billion coming from funds guaranteed by the common EU budget. Ultimately, the use of those frozen Russian assets proved too politically sensitive for some member states, most namely Belgium, worried about the legal and financial ramifications of using them, as most of those assets reside here in Belgium.
A judge in France has rejected the government's request to suspend the Chinese e-commerce giant Shein's website. FSN's Ross Cullen reports from Paris.
This is welcome news for the Chinese firm, but a blow for the French government, which has argued that there should be a three-month online ban applied to Shein after sex dolls with a childlike appearance and illegal weapons were found on the site last month. Shein said it was intolerable and appalling that the items had appeared on its site, and it closed its third-party section of its online offering. Shein has faced multiple controversies in France this year, including facing more than $200 million worth of fines for false information and misleading promotions.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Jay Thurber!
Okay, babies, I don't get it either, but somebody out there likes it. We'll just keep shoveling through the seasonal syrup here for a few more days. Not too much time left of this good cheer and bad music.
I've wanted so many things, I wanted so. But you experience the wants when you live in the ghetto. But now I understand what it means to be a man. So there's one thing I'd like to know. So good, you know. Well, well, do I have to suffer so? Santa Claus, Santa Claus, please, please, please don't make me suffer.
James Brown on Radio 9, 412-385-7450. We got a request to get to from John from Whitehall. Also taking requests online, Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Might be the only radio show other than Pop Shop Radio that takes requests on Mastodon. 108, much more music time, 35 degrees right now. in the Tube City. Don't forget, we are planning to do our New Year's show on December 31st at 9 p.m. over 88.3 WIRCT and Tube City Online Radio. We can work out all of the technical details. We'll be counting down the top tunes of 1965 along with commercials and jingles and news. We haven't done this for about 10 years now, so. Depending on how much work this is over the next week or so, I might not do it for another 10 years. Seth Meyer said yesterday he's been having trouble understanding the difference between garland and tinsel. And he said, Seth Meyer says, the difference between garland and tinsel is that Merrick Tinsel would have gotten a conviction.
Frankie?
Bernie?
Bernie?
Checker and Bobby Rydell here on Radio 9. This is Freddie King. I hear jingle bells.
Remind madness of days long ago.
Bare Naked Ladies from their album Bare Naked for the Holidays with the Hanukkah song here at 119. Much more music time. And now, from the sublime to the ridiculous. Here's Ben Folds on Radio 9. We're going to check your weather next. Stay tuned.
Hey, Grandpa. Let's tell him a little story about what happened this Christmas.
Yeah, tell him.
Christmas Eve, I didn't get much sleep. I kept hearing things, heavy breathing from the chimney. Who could it be?
What happened in there?
Yeah, what happened? I went back to sleep.
Ben Folds with Bizarre Christmas Incident here on Radio 9. At 1:22 chime time, we have been playing all Christmas music this weekend. Harold Better's coming up along with the Holmes Brothers and the Staple Singers. How are you? Good to have you with me here on this Saturday before Christmas. Don't forget, coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Eric brings you all those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s with occasional bonus material and a few moments of silliness. It's a good time every Saturday to ease into your weekend with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy right here on Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. As the weather turns colder, here are some tips to keep your home warm and energy efficient. Seal drafty doors and windows with weather stripping or towels. Set thermostats between 68 and 70 when you're home. Use heavy curtains to keep warmth in at night and open the curtains during the day to allow the sun in. Do not use ovens or grills to heat your home. That is extremely dangerous. And if you are worried about heat safety or equipment malfunction, reach out to your local utility provider immediately. You also can apply for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, which provides cash grants to help Pennsylvania families pay their heating bills from $200 to $1,000 based on your household size, income, and fuel type. Now, if you would like to apply, you can download an application online. Go to compass.dhs.pa.gov. That's compass.pa.dhs.gov or apply in person at your Allegheny County Public Assistance Office. If you are listening to us in the Mon Valley, the phone number is 412-664-6800. 4100. That's 412-664-6800 for your county assistance office. Tell them you are calling about the LIHEAP program. In the east end of Pittsburgh, 412-645-7400. And downtown Pittsburgh, 412-565-2652. That's a message from LIHEAP and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Sunny and warm today with a high of 46, cloudy overnight with a low of 28, sunny on Sunday with a high of 34, Monday partly sunny with a high near 40, Tuesday rain likely, cloudy high near 50, and then on Wednesday partly sunny with a high of 44. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 44 in Washington, it's 39 right now. In Beaver County, also 39 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 38 at WRCT, with music from Pittsburgh's own Mr. Trombone, Harold Betters, on Radio 9.
wishes for a very Merry Christmas from me, Neil Sedaka.
Sound like no Neil Sedaka tune to me. Singers here on Radio 9. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:32. I'm Jay Thurber. This is Reach Cordick and Company.
And now, in his word, Christmas card, Louis reads, 'Twas the night before Christmas.
'Twas the night before Christmas is come, when all over the house is nothing move, creatures, mouses, nothing. The socks was hung by the gas stove on the chair, and everyone thinks Saint Nicholas is there. All kids was nestled way down by the bed, and oranges and sugar plums is dream by the head. And mama with her handkerchief and me in mine hat went away to sleep by a winter's nap. When outside on the grass is a heck of a noise, and I look out the window, and what you think I'm see is Saint Nicholas is come for me. I wake up it kids and wake up it womans. Everybody together, we go down by stairs. He's come into the house, make laugh him all time. He's come, Saint Nicholas, with presents and things. He's give him out presents to kids and mine womans. He say to me then, Merry Christmas, Louis, and to everybody, good night.
Adam Chevitz and his friend Reed Kordick.
Doggone, kid.
With The Night Before Christmas.
To you and all your family, we send a Christmas greeting. Merry, Merry Christmas to you. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Pride of Beaver County, Ace Donnie Irish.
One, two, three, four.
On Radio 9, we're going to play some Donnie Irish for all you guys. It's Turn Up the Radio, Donnie Irish.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so
Christmas album. You want to hear some Donny Irish? That was some Donny Irish for you.
Carols ringing, children singing. Merry Christmas, joy they're bringing. Here's a wish for a merry, merry Christmas. From all of us to you. Merry Christmas from all of us to you.
King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Hear the page and stand by me, if thou know'st it telling, yonder peasant, who is he? Pine logs hither, thou and I will see him dine when we bring them thither. Page and monarch forth they went together, through the rude wind's wild lament and the bitter weather.
Sigh, the night is darker now and the wind grows stronger. Fills my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer.
Mark my footsteps, my good page. Tread thou in them boldly, thou shalt find the winter's rage. Freeze thy blood less coldly. In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted. It was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure and show the rank possessing.
Be sure
thou wilt bless the
just the song, kind of song you want to listen to if you're horny. Those are the Ames Brothers here on Radio, because it's got a lot of horns in it, on Radio 9. And now, a song for all of us on the naughty list this year. Mark Zidiak and Frosty the Dope Man.
A turned-on dude by trade, with a hashish pipe and a bag of grass and two keys, he made the grade. Oh, Frosty the Dope Man was a pusher man, they say. Well, he sold some snow and the kiddies know how it's cut and how it's made. There must have been some magic in that old brown joint they found. Began to dance around, but Frosty the Dope Man was as rich as he could know, and the kiddies say he can wheel and deal way down in Mexico. Look at Frosty plant those weird looking seeds. He'll get you anything that you need. Stash. Well, down through the village, where
From New Jersey, Mark Ridzik with Frosty the Dope Man here on Radio 9. It's always so good, I think, that the university doesn't listen to what goes out on its radio station.
Jay Thurber!
Sobering thoughts from some drug-addled weirdo.
Brothers and Backdoor Santa. More music after these messages.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Every year, thousands of children in our area enter the holiday season without toys or warm clothes. I'm not talking about children whose parents can't afford them. I mean children who don't deserve them. Spoiled children, bullies, rude kids who flick boogers at other kids and throw rocks at dogs. You can make their holiday worse by donating an unwanted, unwashed, and damaged toy or item of clothing to Toys for Snots. Since 1993, Toys for Snots has given out puzzles with missing pieces, dolls with no heads, and obsolete video games. And we've provided kids with really ugly sweaters and coats that make them look like dorks. So this holiday season, if you'd like to insult a child in our community, look for the bright red Toys for Snots collection boxes. They're at all Pittsburgh area McGinty's Big M markets. And then bring your broken and used toys and your soiled children's clothing and donate it to Toys for Snots. From all of us here at Toys for Snots, thank you. Together, let's make this Christmas extra bad for undeserving children.
Wishing you season's greetings.
Anthony and his orchestra with Christmas trumpets. Got news coming up for you at 2 o'clock. In the 2 o'clock hour, something special for all of you O'Brien and Gary fans. And we've got more Reach Cornet queued up, so stay tuned. Like the Tijuana Brass, but it's Ray Anthony and his orchestra. On Radio 9, they're trying, I think the city, we're in a city-owned building, and I know McKee Sports broke, but I think they're trying to freeze us out. It's 59 degrees in the studio right now. I actually put the teapot on because it's cold. I need something to warm me up here, and I don't know what they're trying. Are they just trying to save money?
No, we thought that the show wouldn't stink so bad if we kept the studio cold.
That makes some sense, I suppose.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
It's for Steelers in Detroit next tomorrow to take on the Detroit Lions at Ford Field. Now, this game's got playoff implications for both teams. Steelers are looking on to hold on to their lead in the AFC North, while the Lions are just trying to stay in playoff contention. Steelers have signed former Pitt long snapper Cal Adamatis to the practice squad. Adamatis is from Pittsburgh, played at Central Catholic High School. Last season was with the Philadelphia Eagles. He played in 9 games for them this season. Steelers are 3-3 on the road right now, while Detroit is 5-2 at home. Elsewhere in college basketball action, the Carnegie Mellon Tartans late women's team beat the Washington and Jefferson Presidents 78-67. CMU now 5-3 on the season. W&J falls to 7-2. Carnegie Mellon men's team lost to Allegheny College's Gators by a score of 72-65 at the Highmark Center. Pitt Panthers men are hosting the Nittany Lions tomorrow at the Peterson Event Center. Pitt Panthers women are playing Duquesne tomorrow. I believe the Panthers are traveling to the Fieldhouse there on the Bluff to take on the Duquesne Dukes. And Pittsburgh Penguins in Montreal tonight to play the Canadiens. The puck drops there at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere in the NHL last night, Avalanche over the Jets 3-2. Canucks over the Islanders 4-1. Stars beat the Ducks 8-3. Devils over the Mammoth 2-1. And the Panthers defeated the Hurricanes in overtime 4-3.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Looking for partly cloudy skies for the remainder of the afternoon with a high of 46. Cloudy overnight with a low of 28. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 34. Monday partly sunny, high 40. Tuesday rain likely and a high of 50. Almost no chance of a white Christmas at this point. They're saying rain likely. You have to go out and build a rain man, you and Dustin Hoffman, with a high of 57. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 44 in Washington County. It's 40 in Beaver County. 43 right now outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, it is 44 degrees right now at WRCT. I was going to play Walt Harper, but we're not going to have time for it. I'm going to save that for the next hour, Pittsburgh's own Walt Harper, and play the Drifters instead.
Christmas card I write.
Christmas Eve.